Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Colossians 3:2.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Colossians 3:2. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Today's verse, when applied, provides a powerful defense against temptation, fear, and insecurity, while fortifying our souls with the resilience and strength we need to live for Jesus and experience everything He has for us. We're told to set or fix our mind, to orient our thoughts towards those things of eternal value. This implies that you and I choose what we think about, which means we're not victims to our anxious thoughts, as forceful as they can be sometimes. When doubts and fear invade, we have resurrection power to stop them, to capture them, and to toss them out, to say, in the name of Jesus, you cannot win. Consider this quote from the late Protestant preacher David Martin Lloyd Jones. Have you realized that most of your unhappiness in life is due to the fact that you are listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself? Take those thoughts that come to you the moment you wake up in the morning. You have not originated them, but they are talking to you. They bring back the problems of yesterday, etc. Somebody is talking. Who is talking to you? Yourself is talking to you. Then, referencing Psalm 42, written by ancient Israel's second king, he went on to write, "Now this man's treatment in Psalm 42 was this. Instead of allowing this self to talk to him, he starts talking to himself. Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" he asks. His soul had been depressing him, crushing him. So he stands up and says, "Self, listen for a moment. I will speak to you," end quote. Our thoughts, what we dwell on and feed, they have a tremendous impact on our day, on our relationship with God and with others, and on our effectiveness. Our thoughts drive our emotions and our behavior, and when unguarded, they can leave us vulnerable to temptation. The devil will try to convince us that God's not enough, that what we have isn't enough, and that we're not enough. He wants to shift our perspective off of our abundance, off of all the amazing gifts we have in Jesus Christ, and on to our perceived lack. And this was precisely how he deceived Eve, the first female that God created. You might be familiar with this story. Scripture tells us one day the serpent approached Eve in the Garden of Eden and caused her to doubt God and his provisions. The devil played with her unguarded mind. He shifted her thoughts off of her abundance and onto what she thought she lacked. He convinced her that God wasn't sufficient, that her blessings were insufficient, and that she was insufficient, that she needed the knowledge the forbidden fruit would provide. She had everything she needed to experience unshakable joy, but she lost it all because of her unguarded thoughts, because she focused on the things of earth, on that one fruit, rather than the things of God. So what does it mean to set our minds on the things above? Well, this includes so very much, really everything we have in Christ and because of Christ. So it includes Jesus, who he is and all he's done for us, the power and the gifts that we have in him, his eternal gift of joy and peace, of intimacy with the Father, our calling to make Christ known, and the joy of seeing lives, families, and cultures changed as God's love and wholeness breaks through. And it includes everything that awaits us in heaven, which should also cause us to reflect on the gospel and mankind's need for Jesus. Those grace-fueled thoughts provide courage for our most frightening moments, clarity when faced with challenging decisions, and eternal perspective that tends to simplify things. Setting our mind on things above, it nourishes our souls with hope and increased endurance because we know and we remember that Christ has won the victory over every battle we'll ever face. We know that our struggles today won't last forever. We hold tight to the promise that good will come, such good. Scripture tells us that we can't imagine everything that God has in store for us. Focusing on things of eternity, it elevates every moment, every interaction, every task, therefore replacing monotony with passion and purpose. Let's pray. Holy Father, help us to focus not on those things that we think we lack, but instead on everything we have because of Jesus, the grace that we've received, the power to live differently, the forgiveness that you have granted us through your Son, the fact that we are reconciled to you, that we are your adopted sons and daughters. Everything that we have in eternity, when you have promised to wipe away every tear from our eyes, when you have promised to bring us complete health and restoration. Thank you for the family of believers that you have placed us in. Thank you for the truth of Scripture that you have given us to really base our lives upon. Thank you for the Holy Spirit within our souls to speak those words of truth to us throughout the day, to bring them to remembrance, and to help us to understand everything we read in our Bibles. You have given us so much, Lord. Remind us of those things when we're feeling discouraged. Remind us of your promises when we feel as if we're ready to give up. Help us to celebrate every gift that you have given us because the gifts are so very good. We love you and we praise you, and it's in the name of your precious Son that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.